Iraqi parties have doubts about the intention of the US-led coalition airstrikes. The spokesperson for the political bureau of Asaib Ahl al-Haq said that the targeting of a public market in heat by the coalition cannot be classified as part of the wrong airstrikes because it confirms clearly the size of the American plan to prolong the war to achieve specific targets in Iraq. He added that the airstrikes are actually aimed at providing protection for ISIL by targeting civilians initially. He said the U.S. is trying to then find a justification for its plan to send ground troops to Iraq under the pretext of the inability of the aerial operations to destroy the terrorist group. An MP in the State of Flow Coalition also said, just 10 days after the declaration of the United States the formation of an alliance of 47 countries to fight the terrorist organization, we witnessed advances for ISIL and a number of districts and cities were captured by the group. Iraq's political parties are calling on the US-led coalition to show the achievements they have made through the airstrikes and cooperate with the Iraqi government in its fight against Takfiri insurgents.
Since the formation of the coalition, ISIL has started advancing. Do we see any results on the ground for these airstrikes? There were areas in Anbar liberated before the strikes. Those areas are now in the hands of ISIL. Lack of cooperation between the coalition and the Iraqi army created this chaos.
Many believe that those airstrikes will pave the way for ground operations, the intention that the Iraqi government is totally opposed to. It seems that the US-led coalition does not target ISIL to only eliminate the group. Many believe that the US has a different agenda and goals to achieve through those airstrikes. Rashan Saglam, Press TV, Baghdad.